Chapter 2 Castle Dracula. Jonathan's Diary. 7th of May, Castle Dracula. I slept well on my first night at the castle. When I woke up, there was a note on the breakfast table. Dear Mr. Harker, I am sorry, but I cannot be here with you today. Dracula. Later that morning, I looked around some of the rooms in the castle. Many of them were dark and cold. I was happy when I found the library, because it had lots of English books in it. I sat on an old chair and read for a few hours. In the evening, I met the Count in the dining room. Again, the Count did not eat with me, but we talked for hours and hours about a huge house in London. The house is called Carfax, and Dracula wants to buy it. I gave him some important papers for it. Then a little light from the sun came through the window. Suddenly, the Count stepped away from the light and put his hands to his face. "Oh, it is the morning. I must go," he said. Then he quickly left the room. I am now in my bedroom and plan to sleep. But I wanted to write this in my diary first. 8th of May. I do not like this place. I want to be in England with Mina. She is the woman I plan to marry. Today, when I woke up, I could not find my brown jacket or trousers. I am sure I put them on my chair. Then I wanted to shave my face, but there are no mirrors in this house, not one. So I took a small mirror from my bag and I started to shave. Suddenly, I felt a hand on my shoulder, and I heard the Count say, "Good morning." I jumped a little and accidentally cut my neck. I turned to look at the Count. But when I looked in the mirror again, something strange happened. I could see everything in the room in my mirror, but I could not see the Count. How was that possible? Then something worse happened. The Count saw the blood coming from the cut on my neck, and his eyes became bigger. I think he was either very excited or angry. He put his hand out and held my neck. I became frightened and stepped away. Then his hand touched the crucifix around my neck. He suddenly looked very worried. He pulled back his hand and moved quickly away from me. Then he took my mirror, walked to the window, and threw the mirror outside. It fell and broke on the ground below. Why did he do that? Later, I went to have breakfast in the dining room. I could not find the Count, so I ate without him. Then I walked around the castle. I have discovered something bad. All the doors to the outside are locked. I cannot leave. I am a prisoner here. 12th of May. More strange things happened yesterday. In the evening, the Count asked me lots of questions. For example, how do people send big things in England? How can I buy a ship? And have you written any letters to people in England? Of course, I cannot send letters when I am a prisoner. Write to your people in England, he said. I want you to stay here for a month. Tell them that, and say that you are well. For a month, I said. I was surprised and angry. But what could I do? Nothing. So I wrote two letters. One was to the solicitor I work for, Mr. Peter Hawkins. The other was to Mina. Count Dracula also wrote four letters that evening. Later, he stood up and said, "Good night. Oh, one thing. Only sleep in your room here. Do not sleep in any other room. The castle is old, and you will have very bad dreams if you sleep in other places." Then he left the room. How strange. After the door closed, I quickly looked at his four letters on the table. On the first was written Billington Solicitors, with an address in Whitby, England. The second had an address in Bulgaria. The third was to a solicitor in London, England, and the fourth was to a bank in Budapest, Hungary. The Count was making a lot of plans. Then another strange thing happened. When I went to my room, I opened the window and looked out into the night. After a few minutes, I suddenly saw something move below me. It was the Count. His head was down, and he was climbing quickly and easily down the side of the castle. What is this place? And who is this man? I do not like it at all. I am frightened, and I want to leave. But I cannot. 15th of May. Tonight, I walked around the castle with my lamp. I looked into lots of different rooms and found one with a comfortable sofa and a small table. I will sit here now to write in this diary. There is a lot to say. 16th of May. I am very worried. Last night, I sat on the sofa in the room with the small table and started to write. After a few minutes, I felt tired. I wanted to close my eyes, but I remembered the Count's words about sleeping in other rooms. I do not know if I slept, but the things I saw felt very real. I saw three young women. They were beautiful, but they had strange red eyes. They stood and looked at me for a few seconds, then talked quietly together and laughed. Next, one of the women walked slowly towards me. I could see her open mouth and sharp white teeth getting near my neck. I could not move, and I was very, very frightened. Then I heard an angry shout. "What are you doing? He is mine!" It was the Count. He pulled the woman away from me. "But what can we have tonight?" one of the women asked him. Dracula pointed to a large bag on the floor. It was moving a little. The women looked in the bag, and I heard the cry of a small child. They took the bag and left the room. Then I woke up in my own bed. Was it a terrible dream? 19th of May. Today, the Count wanted me to write two more letters to Mr. Hawkins and Mina. In the first letter, I had to write, "My work here is finished, and I plan to come home in a few days." In the second, I wrote, "I left the castle yesterday, and tonight I am staying in Bistritz." These things are not true. Write the date of 19th of June on the 1st, the Count said, and 29th of June on the 2nd. What can this mean? It cannot be good. Will I die before these dates? I hope I will find a way to get out of this place.